Henry Torgel may be enjoying Detroit baseball and a beer, but questions about a special Friday visitor are on everyone's mind.
Right, I've seen that in the paper.
Torgel just finished a 13-hour shift at the Detroit Chrysler plant that President Obama will visit on Friday.
Everyone's excited, you know, meet the president, chance to see him. I mean, it's exciting.
Torgel says some co-workers credit Mr. Obama for saving the U.S. auto industry. The president took a personal interest in restructuring Chrysler and General Motors following what became two of the largest bankruptcies in U.S. history. All this less than a year after he proposed billions of dollars in government loans.
We're appreciative, or at least I am, that he gave us the loan. I mean, remember, it's a loan. We're paying it back. It's not like the banks. But, you know, if it wasn't for the taxpayers, I mean, we wouldn't be here.
What's different right now?
Torgel's plant makes the Jeep Grand Cherokee under the watch of plant manager Pat Walsh.
We're really proud of this.
It's the last urban car plant left in Detroit, Michigan. Last September, this plant shut down for a month for a total transformation. The idea was to create a world-class manufacturing facility, like in the 1990s when car production was high. There were no layoffs, no contractors were called in. These workers did the conversion themselves, building loyalty and pride.
We knew that this was our plant. We could change over our plant to something that we could be proud of and really be the first steps for the launch of the new 2011 Grand Cherokee.
The president's second stop is at the General Motors plant that manufactures the Chevrolet Volt, an electric and gas-powered vehicle that some say might revolutionize the industry.
Yeah, you can get on the slide.
Ed LeBlanc has worked for GM for 13 years.
You can do it. Go!
Last year, his wife returned to school to study nursing as a backup to his salary. General Motors earned its first quarterly profit in 3 years, with $865 million net income reported in May. LeBlanc thinks the president's visibility with the Volt will propel GM to more profitability.
I think the Volt is the most technically advanced machine on the car on the road right now. I just hope the public jumps on the bandwagon.
The public response could be known soon. On Tuesday, dealers in 7 areas began taking orders for the Volt. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News in Detroit, Michigan.